Fine.
Here we go. Who we got there?
That's Felice Douglas. Indecent exposure. Victim of.
Oh, I see.
So did she.
Douglas, I'm Captain Miller. I'm sorry to hear about the incident.
He stopped and asked me how to get to the Museum of Natural History. I was in the middle of telling him when he...
I understand.
I don't think he really wanted to know.
I doubt it.
Miss Douglas, here's some pictures we'd like you to take a look at. You let me know if anyone catches your fancy.
It's just faces.
That's all we're allowed.
Calm down, all right?
I'm very, very sorry that I lost my temper.
All right.
But she just started laughing at me as if I was some kind of an idiot.
What do you got, Woj? This is Mitchell Warner. Picked him up at unemployment. He created quite a disturbance.
Not creating a disturbance. I was asking for a job, and all they did was laugh.
Just take it easy, Mr. Warner.
Is being unemployed some kind of bizarre joke to you people?
Just have a seat, Mr. Warner, please. You know, maybe they weren't even laughing at you, Mr. Warner. Maybe they were laughing at
you. Maybe you should ask him what he does.
What is it you do, Mr. Warner?
Go ahead and tell him.
Okay, well, you see? Mr. Warner, please, what do you do?
I was formerly with the CIA.
He's an unemployed spy.
Okay, well,
glad you're so amused.
Mr. Warner, you want to have a seat?
22 years with the company. And then one day, it's so long, Boris.
Very ungrateful of them, Mr. Warner, but what we're dealing with here is something as mundane as disorderly conduct.
Yes, sir, you want to have a seat?
They wouldn't even give me a letter of reference.
Here you go, Captain.
Oh, thank you.
CIA did terminate over 200 agents in its clandestine division in March 77 after an order from the Office of the Budget.
Dietrich, anybody ever refer to you as a walking encyclopedia?
I've heard that.
You seem to know everything about everything.
Thank you.
Except how to make coffee.
Keeps me humble.
I need some information.
You know, they all think we're a bunch of James Bonds. Driving around in Aston Martins, up to here in beautiful women.
You have your place of birth?
You want to see a photo of Inez? South American revolutionary I had to live with for 2 years.
You can have your place of birth.
She spent a lot of time in the hills, and it showed.
Hey,
Cleveland. Get inside here.
I told him to get away from the front of my store.
Yeah, the sidewalk belongs to everyone.
The best things in life are free.
Well.
Yeah, you remember Bruno Bender, the local merchant and community reactionary?
Welcome back, Mr. Bender. Welcome back. Who's that?
Nah, just some clown we picked up.
I've always wanted to say that, Bart.
I'm not a clown. I'm a mime.
Yeah, Leslie Phillips.
Phillips, I'm Captain.
Apparently, Mr. Phillips sat up in front of Mr. Bender's store and had begun performing a show.
He was scaring customers away. They were entranced. Well, no law says I gotta let some freak do weird things in front of my store.
Mime is the oldest and the purest of all art forms.
Yeah, I got your art right here.
Okay, let's everybody relax. Just take it easy, huh? Dietrich, you want to take Mr. Bender's statement? All right.
No eating in the squad room.
Pick that up.
Listen, if you're finished, I'm going to take Bender and Phillips downstairs for pictures and prints.
I appreciate that, Arthur.
All right, Mr. Phillips, we're going to go downstairs.
Captain, any of my phone calls been returned yet?
Sorry, Mr. Warner.
Hey, Bart. Think he really worked for the CIA?
That's what he says.
Must be bitter, resentful, huh?
Probably.
Barn, the man's got expose written all over him.
Somehow I had the feeling there was a literary phoenix arising from the ashes.
A couple of other ex-agents wrote him. Sold 200,000-300,000 copies, Barn. I mean, could be book of the month easy.
If you'll excuse me, I'll be in my office.
I'll keep you up to date.
How are we doing, Miss Douglas?
There are so many of these men. It's hard to understand.
There's a lot of pent-up frustration in there.
If only it could be harnessed for peaceful use.
Maybe someday.
Hey, how is everything in there?
Oh, who are you?
I'm Detective Ron Harris. Oh, feeling a little disaffected, huh?
I don't feel like talking right now.
Hey, you know, when I'm down in the dumps, you know what always makes me feel better?
What?
Writing a book.
I mean like Agee or Snip did. You know, we got a word for guys like you who help leak agency secrets.
Co-author?
Got a transfer slip for a Warner Mitchell.
Where are you taking him?
No bail's been arranged. Got to take him over to the tomb.
This very minute?
Sorry. Right.
Where are we going?
The tombs.
Is this normal procedure?
Sometimes. Come on, let's go.
Who told you to take me there? Where did he get his orders from? Mr. Warner, come on. We'll talk later. Come on.
Follow me.
Nice to have met you.
Sure. Be back in a couple hours.
Yeah, sure.
Move on. Come on.
What are you doing? Oh, back in there.
Back a little sooner than I expected.
All right, I want everybody to move over there.
Barney.
Come on.
You know, you were all very convincing, but you're not playing with the kids.
Yeah, won't you? Oh, my God.
It's been a new development.
I see.
Get over there with the others.
Yeah, sure. Here I go. Over there. Where do you get the weapon?
Leather.
Oh, see, we were going up the corridor. It was a little dark, and then
shut
all
up.
Of a sudden... But he's mad at me.
Shut up! Appreciate it. Everybody would put their weapons away.
Look, Mr. Warner, now. Right now, man said put your weapons in here, gentlemen. In they go. There you go.
You got mine.
There you go, Mr. Warner. I don't know what that's going to accomplish.
All right. Cut out the act.
The act?
I've been with the company since 1955. I've been on a lot of operations, but never one like this.
Mr. Warner, I...
Tiny little precinct. Broken down furniture. Incredibly authentic. Woman comes in complaining about a flasher. You got flashers. Ha ha!
couple of screwball citizens acting out an assault complaint. Wow!
Don't you think I recognize a company operation when I see one?
Mr. Warner, this is the 12th Precinct, New York City Police Department, and we are police officers. What you see is what you got.
How come that your man is so anxious to find out whether I might be blowing some company secrets?
Sergeant Harris is a writer. His interest is...
Avarice. Pure avarice.
Writer? Written anything I might know?
Nothing in book form. But I got some trinkets.
Get out of there.
Look, I was just going to show you some rejection slips.
He's telling the truth. He can't sell nothing. What is it you want, Mr. Warner?
Pull off the company.
The company?
Call.
All right. Well, Joe, try calling the CIA.
This phone over here.
Turn around. That's right.
Sit down. Now die.
Our Ritz brothers didn't need cold cream on their kisses to be funny.
Everybody stay right where you are.
What the hell's going on here?
Gentlemen, Mr. Warner's in charge. Just do everything he says.
Put your gun in the trash.
Sure. It's an old gun.
Now you three, into the cage.
Hey, you got no right to do this. I'm a veteran.
Will you get in the cage, Binder?
Yeah.
It's ringing. Hello? Spy department, please. This is the New York Police Department. Sergeant Wojciechowicz.
Look, may I?
Please, go ahead.
Hello? Yes, this is Captain Miller of the New York City Police Department. To whom am I speaking, please? Oh, I guess I don't have to know. But it's imperative that I speak to someone in the clandestine department. A very, very angry man with a gun. Does that qualify as life or death? Thank you. I'll hold on. What a company, huh?
Law-abiding citizens were allowed to arm. This wouldn't have happened.
Well, the company must be spending a bundle on this. $95,000, $100,000.
This jacket's $200 alone.
You're marvelous. Very, very convincing.
I really did see what I saw.
You know, they always throw in abroad. Nothing else works. Use sex as a last resort.
I've always felt that way.
I guess after Inez, they didn't think I'd be too choosy.
Just because you have a gun doesn't give you the right to ridicule.
Very good. Very good. She's marvelous.
I know. There are rules. I was told that 4 people ago. Look, I have got to get through 321. Hello? It's the clandestine division? We got a problem on this.
Tell them the lid's off. Warner knows everything.
The lid's off. Warner knows everything.
They don't take their spooks away from me. I'm going to take myself down the New York Times and spill my guts.
He wants you to halt the operation or he goes to the New York
Times. You don't jerk around with Mitchell Warner. I wrote the book.
You don't jerk
around
with...
Come here, give me that.
They hung up on me shortly after I said hello.
You gave them a code word to initiate Plan 2.
Nah, there is no Plan 2. There isn't even a Plan 1. They hung up because they thought I was some kind of crank, and given the circumstances, I was.
Is that so?
Can I take my wallet out?
Yeah, take your wallet out.
Here, look. A shield, my ID.
Shield, ID. Child's play.
Credit cards, driver's license.
What is that? Who is that?
It's my wife.
It's your wife? Of course. What would a New York police captain be without a devoted wife by his side?
No.
This your address? Telephone number? 617 Christopher Street?
Right.
I'm going to make a little phone call.
No, wait, wait.
What do you mean? Wait. Something you forgot to cover up here? I'm going to find out if there is such a thing as a Mrs. Miller.
She's pretty much a homebody.
Oh, let's hope so.
Hello? Hello, is this the Miller residence? Oh, it is. Very impressive. Is Captain Miller there, please? No, there's an old friend. Oh, the 12th precinct. Can you tell me when he's expected home? He's not. Hotel Greenwich. Oh, I'll try him there. Thank you very much.
We're separated.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry.
Temporary, you know. Living apart for a while till we can work some...
Look, I'd really rather not discuss this. No, my wife left me in 1961.
Sorry.
Because it was mostly my fault. I was hell to live with after the Bay of Pigs. She just got tired of the whole thing. Lousy hours, slinking around all the time, dangerous assignments.
From her point of view, you know.
It's no good for a marriage, that stuff.
Mr. Warner, what do you say you give me the gun?
There's good times and there's bad times. Who gives guarantees?
Mr. Warner? The gun.
Wait, hold it right there.
Oh, come on, give it up. I mean, for God's sakes, look around you. Look at the desk here. Reports signed by my men, personal mementos. Even the CIA, at its most cunning, could they come up with a group like that?
Oh, my God.
You have the right to remain silent. You have the right for an attorney.
Now, Levitt. See? Bob Bellevue, tell him we got a customer coming.
Yes, sir.
Well, that was a refreshing change of pace.
Let Dietrich out.
This very minute? Just a thought.
You go away. Miss Douglas, you can leave whenever you want.
I'm not finished. I like to finish what I start.
Come on, Arthur, I'm gonna give you a break.
I really appreciate that, Ronald.
Hey, wait a minute, how about us?
Gentlemen, I'm afraid there are still a couple of assault complaints outstanding. Unless you two have reconciled.
Well, look. If he promises to stop weirding off in front of my store, it's going to be all right.
Weirding off? I'm an artist. Artists don't weird off.
Who needs?
Mr. Binder, whatever you may think of Mr. Phillips, he does have the ability to draw a crowd. It appears to me you could turn that to your advantage.
Can I sue him?
I don't have any money. But listen, I really could help you with the advertising at your store.
Oh, yeah, sure.
No, listen, really. Listen, I could mime different sporting goods when you have them on sale.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like baseball. Or basketball. Tennis.
Let me see mace.
Dietrich, I have a feeling Mr. Binder and Mr. Phillips will be leaving us. You want to get their valuables?
Oh, I saw it coming. No offense to what I said before, you know, about you not being able to sell anything.
Hey, forget it.
Man, we all say ludicrous things under pressure.
Sir, they're ready for him at Bellevue.
Why don't you run him over?
I'll go with him, Mark.
No, it's all right. You have work to do here? Levitt can handle it.
Thank you, sir. Let's go.
Oh, just a minute. Miss Douglas, I'd like to
apologize for my earlier remarks.
That's all right. Actually, I was flattered that anyone would think I was someone other than myself.
You know, I really enjoyed talking with you.
I did too.
Come on, Warner. You're going for a ride.
Sure.
It's a good cop, would you?
I'm okay, you're okay. Nice meeting everybody.
Isn't Bellevue on 27th Street?
And First Avenue.
Looking for a man with confidence, charisma, a man who knows how to treat a lady, a man who's a sharp-dressing, tough-talking New York City police detective with a bald head and a fat brother who has hair, a man who likes to suck lots.